The spiral chakra meditation will start with the heart, and it will expand your awareness with the heart. You will spiral down, then up, and downward towards your spleen, not upward. You will invigorate the energy of the heart into your spleen, and repeat this elevating of each chakra with the energy of the one below it and above it. Each higher chakra cleanses and supports the one below it, uplifting it. Initially, with your activated heart chakra, you will spiral down, then up, down, then up. But think of each chakra in a new way. It was abundantly clear to me that it was how to create a chakra tool of the highest order. I have introduced this to my Ascension Institute participants for the last 3 years with amazing results. One of the members wrote me saying, "I keep seeing and sensing more and more with this spiral meditation. Love it." In this spiral activation, I'd like to draw your attention to a very special mudra that you can do. So you'll hold your four fingers very close together and then bring your thumb close to them so that your thumb can touch every one of your fingertips. You do this gently, don't force it. And if your fingers won't go there, don't worry about it. Do the best you can. Your arms will rest on the arms of your chair, on a pillow, or on your lap. This mudra will greatly enhance this meditation. Your gonads are located in your sacrum, and we will not be activating that energy. Instead, you will be elevating your spleen chakra, which is also one of your secret ray chakras. Early Alakites never activated the chakras at the sexual centers, but instead knew that the spleen was for vitality, which would receive its energy from the sun. Furthermore, activating the energy at the reproductive centers was considered dangerous by many mystics, according to C.W. Leadbeater in his book Chakras, quote, "The spleen chakra is not indicated in the Indian book on chakras. Its place is taken by a center called the Svadhisthana, situated in the neighborhood of the generative organs, to which the same six petals are assigned. From our point of view, the arousing of such a center would be regarded as a misfortune, as there are serious dangers connected with it." In the Egyptian scheme of development, elaborate precautions were taken to prevent any such awakening, quote. Your chakras were never meant to be stuck so close to your body. They were initially intended to be like an orbiting energy and not stationary. This means, in this meditation, you will take your whole chakra system, turn it on its side, giving it a 90-degree turn. Imagine the two-dimensional model that rises above and below your heart, and then rotate the whole system, creating a spiral with your chakra centers rotating around your heart, circling your body like planets. They will then move into alignment at the center of your heart. Your heart chakra becomes both the base and the center chakra of your activated system. Each time you are instructed to allow your chakras to move back into your body at the end of this meditation until you can safely maintain your activated Merkaba field and continue to grow your awareness of your energy centers. We will also be inviting the golden sheets to join us, enveloping us as we produce this very special activation to ensure that your chakras are invisible to those who have other agendas. Remember that the crown chakra at the top of your skull is in the same place as the soft spot of a baby. All the locations of the chakra are depressions. You don't always see them, but you will see them in the skull. They were pushed into the body. As you develop your chakras, begin to fill and expand them, creating more of a three-dimensional saucer shape than a flat disc. Your next step will be to allow them to plump up and, as in the spiral meditation, move outside your body briefly. With your spiritual advancement, they will increase in size and radiance and receptibility. This is why the crown of so many Buddhas show a bump on the top of the head. So let's begin.